Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Alrighty, it's another week of Russ Purdy Destroys Comedy. I am today's guest, Destroys Comedy. It's a little joke. It's a little running joke that I mix up the two halves of the name of my own podcast. Like, I'm so freaking stupid, I don't even know my own name. Usually have comedians on, but today I think I have people funnier than comedians. Funnier than any freaking comedians I've ever met in my life. Because when I think funny, I think smashing the system over the face with a bottle. Which one is what I think of when I think of this music. Just the personification of the concept of the system. And just glass them.
Glassing them audibly. Orally. Orally? Glassing
you can do orally. It with your mouth. You put the bottle in your mouth and then you go, bang!
More like orally as in AU.
Yeah,
their ears.
Assaulting their ear holes. I think we like to use that phrase quite often.
Yeah. Just multiple assaults all round.
Really. Yeah.
There's more guests in here than I'm used to, and I'm very scared right now. There's people with a bunch of tattoos. I'm freaking just scared out of my jeans over here.
We're here to protect you and enhance your podcasting experience.
Yes. I'm quite frankly very scared of these. What do I call them? Punks. But the doctor says I need to face my fears head on, so I invited them into my cage, so
it's
to speak.
Good idea. Nice cage, man.
Very nice cage.
It's almost not a cage at all.
Yeah. It's a padded cell.
It's a nice padded cell.
A padded cell. And I think maybe once upon a time we possibly called ourselves punks, but I don't think I would have referred to myself as a punk for a long time.
I mostly just, I don't know, the music's all just 12-bar blues, but a little bit heavier, a little bit more distorted.
And I also can't be bothered with
funny hair
and the upkeep and studding jackets and especially wearing a bullet belt when you've had too many drinks and you need to urinate frequently.
Because you don't want to piss yourself because you've got a fancy belt on.
That's right. But it can be dangerous to the health of your...
Penis.
Appendages. Your wang. If you can
I'm learning so much.
Already?
I'm learning so much.
I know.
Today's guest members of... The band, pronto, comma, back spasm, Danny Krasnick.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks, Ross.
Hey.
It's nice to be here.
It is nice to be here.
I did say that as all one word.
Well, it's funny you should say that because we've had quite a lot of confusion in our brief career with the name. Where it's proto-spasm, but we've had...
Protogasm.
Protogasm.
Oh, that's funny.
Pronto.
That's like pronto, orgasm. Did you know that?
Pronto-jasm. Potato-chasm.
Potato-spasm.
Oh, yeah. And it was close to orgasm.
That's the thing you get when you have the sex.
Sometimes, I guess.
Oh, getting rowdy. Getting a little... got the vape over there.
Oh, especially that after the whoops, I got it in the wrong order. After the protogasm.
I like to think this podcast as a sort of protogasm.
It is. It's a small spasm that starts in one area of the body and then expands.
Like the mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I get people on and I really want to probe their mind.
That's cool.
You know, like in a grey alien kind of way.
No, because I don't do it through the butt.
That's ideal. Thank you very much for the courtesy.
Yes. I do it through the head.
I like that.
The skull.
Kinky.
The mind, which is kind of like a butt. But instead of pooping out poop, ideas.
It's ideas and thoughts.
It is your biggest sexual organ.
Yes, correct. You could probably say that, couldn't you?
I think so.
Hmm. All the geeks, so. All the geeks out there are just getting massive hard-ons and the
massive mind moist ons.
Mind moist ons and the female equivalents. But we might have to start spouting out some French existential philosophy to really get.
Really, really get people thinking.
Not those fuckers.
I hate those guys. Or do I?
I think they're smarter than me because they're smart.
They've proven that they're smart. I haven't proven that I'm smart, and I don't really feel like it.
How dare they?
Hey, I got a podcast.
What do they have?
Does fucking... What's a philosopher? What's a French philosopher?
French philosopher that I like to philosophize about is, what's his name? Albert Camus.
Yeah, does that person have a podcast?
No.
They're worm food right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think a podcast wouldn't be complicated enough for a French philosopher, a French existential philosopher.
I would listen to it, though.
It'd be pretty interesting. Pretty fucking interesting, I think.
I just spent the whole time eating baguettes.
Reading baguettes?
I love this book. Reading baguettes for book while eating a baguette.
Je ne parle pas français. Do it for me slowly. Anyway,
eat the mic. Gotta eat that mic.
Eat the mic.
Talking about mic technique over here.
So who do you usually have on your podcast? Comedians, right?
Usually comic people. Last week I had Carl Barron.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, he was like, Manny Lewis was a film I did. Bit creepy, wasn't it? And I was like, well, I'm much like the rest of the country. I didn't see it.
What's he like in actual real life?
Angry.
Really?
He's so angry.
Really?
That laconic exterior, just hiding a bunch of just real resentment and bitterness.
We're like the opposite, hey?
Yeah, totally.
Because you get it out in your music. Yes. Is that safe to say?
Yes, it's very safe to say.
For sure. There's something about getting together with your friends regularly and shouting and hitting things and, you know, thrashing stuff with your body really hard. Mm. All together.
Because we're not angry people.
But there are a lot of things that make us angry.
Yes. But it's good to express ourselves through the music.
I mean, there is something laughable about it because we spend a lot of time doing it. It almost becomes a job and we don't get paid.
Mm.
But we're all crying.
It's all right. We're here. We're all doing it together.
If you're crying together, it's not quite so bad.
I'm actually just crying because I can't believe I found a group of people I can relate to this with on.
Yeah.
Oh, happy tears.
Man, we could have been hanging out ages ago.
Yeah. Oh, let me get started. This is meant to be an interview, but I just wanted to start a little small talk, get everyone all comfortable. Make sure I never work in the comedy industry by bagging out Carl Barron.
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, not like what I have to say about Dave Hughes.
Ooh, yeah. I could imagine he'd be a real tool.
Oh, he's an okay dude, but just don't be a cat.
Why not?
Oh, I had him in the studio once, and I had my cat Little Fluffers over.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, it's Fluffers. A cute little cat. It's a little, like, Sir Burmese cat. And then I just, like, oh, Fluffers. And Dave Hughes is like, hey, I don't want that cat around here.
I hate cats. Cats are assholes.
And I'm like, okay, I'll try and find somewhere for this cat, Dave. Okay. And I went outside, and I'm like, well, I can't find a safe place. No, Dave, Fluffers has to be in here. Then Husey just came over, just sucker-punched Fluffers.
He's really not a cat person, is
not
he?
Not a cat person. Wow. And I'm like,
you heard it here first.
Like, I'm not a dog person, but I don't go up to dogs and punch them in the face, you know what I mean?
No, I would hope not.
Common courtesy.
I can imagine that being a bit in one of Dave Hughes's little comedy routines, talking about how much he hates cats.
I can imagine that.
In that whiny, nasally voice.
Have you seen behind the scenes of The Masked Singer? When they're trying to... When they have
is that a new shitty television
yeah,
show.
Yeah, he's a judge on that, right? And then there's these people in costumes, and he's like, okay, if you're going to reveal who's in that costume, better not be a cat. But they have to make sure it's not a cat singing in that costume, because Husey will get fucking mad.
It's always a risk, really.
I saw an ad for that show. It looks fucking terrible. And there was, I think they've already had like one or two episodes, right? And they did like the big reveal of who several of these masked singers were. One of them was fucking Brett Lee, that cricket player. And one of them was Gretel Colleen. Remember her?
Yeah. I read one of her books when I was a teenager. Okay.
But like, are people that interested in
Australian celebrities? People?
Well, minor celebrities, half celebrities. And then there's Dave Hughes judging people on their singing ability when he's got the most annoying voice in the world. I hate cats, they're assholes.
As cat people.
Yes, Denny and Chris, big cat people. I don't know. I've never owned a pet.
Don't hang out with Husey.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story.
Won't invite him around.
Yeah.
No, don't do it.
Or invite him around just to be spiteful. Don't tell him there'll be cats there. And then just lock the door.
It'd be bad for the cats, but one of my cats is pretty good at being rude, so that could be good.
And they might, they might just turn on him. Then he'd be fucked.
Should we arrange this after sucker punching Mr. Flothers?
Well, to really get one over Husey, I'd have to edit this out so he doesn't listen back to it and find out about the plan.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm too lazy to edit it, so I guess we can't do it.
Okay.
Bugger. Maybe we could keep that as a script idea for a pilot that we could pitch to. Who does Dave Hughes work for these days? Channel 10 or Channel 9 or something?
Channel 10, let's go to Roving Enterprises. Yeah. Say, hey, you love working with Husey. Let's do a reboot of Husey, We Have a Problem. But it's Husey, we have a bunch of cats.
I think that could work. I'd watch that. And I don't watch a lot of television. But I'd watch that.
That mostly for the cats.
Yeah. Especially the bit where they attack Dave Hughes. I'm sure you could imagine him like writhing around on the ground, getting clawed to death by cats. Oh, stop it! Oh.
And also just a horde of them all moving at once.
Is there like a collective noun for like
cats?
Yeah,
I think it's a clowder.
A clowder.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
cool. I know because I have a clowder at home.
Yes,
a clowder.
I did not know that. That's pretty amazing. Cool.
Smartest person in the band.
Yes,
louder. Do a little Italian hands there.
Louder.
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 Well, then he'll have to Husey after show, and then you see his body. You're trying to figure out what happened, and every week it's a lot like Columbo because you know how it happened. Pretty much. Upstart Music. Band. You're a band. How did that start?
Well, it was about 2 years ago now.
I think about 2 years ago, maybe even slightly longer ago, I nagged Nick one night when I caught up with him at a bar to start a band with me, and I thought it wouldn't keep going, but it did. We got together with another friend and started jamming together, and we're not playing with him anymore, but through a few sort of shuffles around of people, we've got five people who like to hang out and play tunes.
And I think me and Danny had known each other for quite a while.
Yeah, since
through the punk scene.
Yeah, probably.
Early 2000s, I'd say.
Yeah.
Early mid 2000s.
I was gonna go by age, but I don't need to do that.
Yeah. But we both were wearing the same band T-shirt, I think, one night, or commented on.
Or just talked about music.
Yeah. And our mutual appreciation of the Zero Boys.
Yes.
And then we should start a band. And it went from there.
We're very lucky to have Chris with us, who came in. It's been a year?
Like a bit over a year.
Yeah, a bit over a year.
Yeah.
Nearly a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
Commit, just say 2 years.
Dream team.
So almost 2 years, but we were looking to expand And add an extra guitar?
Yeah, so we have a standalone singer, a drummer, a bass player, and two guitarists. But originally we only had one. We did a bit of shuffling after thinking about it and putting Chris through the ringer because he's, yeah.
And the double axe attack, as we like to call it.
Oh, it sounds so violent. Yeah. Why are people so violent? This is why I'm so scared.
It's an aggressive type of music.
Yeah.
But the double X attack has worked out really well, and Chris and Deanie, our other guitar player, complement each other in their style. And it's just, it's so easy for us all to be on the same page musically.
Yeah.
And
we're all pretty easygoing write songs as well. So it's not like something, you know, someone comes up with an idea or comes to band practice with a riff or something and says, oh, I've been doing something with this. And so we just jam it out, see where it goes and maybe try different things.
Mm. There's a pretty psychic connection.
Yeah. The gen, as we like to say.
And a hive mind mentality, one brain.
Yeah.
But definitely for me, this is the first band that I've played in out of
many
bands where it's so enjoyable and natural to come up with riffs and write songs. It's not easy.
Organic. It's definitely not easy because it always seems hard when you're like, oh, why is it so difficult?
Mm.
Because
it's definitely
forgotten the process of trying to write something in the first place.
It's always challenging to write something interesting, but
something that
well, that's your problem.
Yeah.
You know?
But
like something boring.
It's a very, very enjoyable challenge. And yeah, I think we're all pretty lucky to be in a band together.
Oh, man. I was trying to start my own band the other month, right? I was listening to Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, and I'm like, I want to make this, you know? So I was trying to get a band together, and really what I ended up trying to do was trying to orchestrate the circumstances that got the album Rumours made. So I was trying to get people to sleep with each other. I was trying to orchestrate drug addictions, all this stuff. People just afterwards just, like, disavowed me. Say, we don't want to work with you anymore. Oh, you're a psychopath.
People just don't appreciate the hard work that goes into facilitating drug habits and orgies.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
And then cleaning up afterwards. Goodness me.
Just because I got Tim to clean up all the time.
Did you see Fleetwood Mac were out here recently, actually?
I heard they were really good. And I spoke to lots of people who really enjoyed it.
Okay, because, you know, there's been, like, all this fan backlash because Tim Finn has replaced...
Oh, yeah, of course. But isn't he amazing?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, like
everything else he's touched is pretty enjoyable.
Yeah. What was the other guy? Was it Mick Fleetwood? Who's the guy? Lindsay Buckingham, the guy that they kicked out.
Not the Bucks.
Not the Bucks, yeah. Not the Bucks.
Tim Finn.
Tim Fun.
Is he
Oh, Null Fun.
A freaking shark or something?
Yeah. He's one of those Kiwi musical sharks.
Yeah, speaking of sharks, are you into that baby shark?
No.
I think it's an innovation in music.
What is baby shark?
Baby shark. Three-year-olds love it.
Okay.
Oh, in particular, my three-year-old niece loves it.
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
I'll have to YouTube that later. I've never heard of that
Someone
before.
Someone else has told me about it and I forgot. Sorry.
There's Reggae Shark.
What's Reggae Shark?
It's an amusing animated clip on YouTube about a Rastafarian shark who likes to smoke weed and he sings a song about being a Reggae Shark.
It's one of the many conflicts that when he's in the water and smoking a joint, maybe it gets wet. And
I think it's in one of those sort of magical universes where sharks can be rustas and sing reggae songs and smoke joints underwater.
Yeah. Sure.
Magic like, joint.
You know, cartoon logic. SpongeBob, how can a sponge talk? That's stupid.
Exactly.
But right. I appreciate that. I wanted to be a cartoonist on Rocko's Modern Life when I grew up.
Are they making new Rocko's Modern Life?
Made a movie
on Netflix.
I did hear something about that, yeah.
Is it on the Netflix already? Or is it coming out?
I think it's coming out. It's going to be.
Wow, soon, yeah. Cool. That yeah. was, yeah, that holds a special place in my heart. My yeah. after-school heart.
Yeah.
Along with Kruskets and peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. You know the bad thing about being an adult? You buy your own Kruskets and then you eat all of them and you've got no one to blame.
Yeah. Mom, can you have some more Kruskets? Have a piece of fruit.
I call up my mom specifically so I can blame her.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Again, for everything.
She's just so angry with me. Like, stop calling me up and telling me to buy more Kruskets. You live on your own now.
Oh.
And she calls me up again and says, I listen to your podcast. You make me sound more older than I am. And I'm like, oh, you listen to my podcast, Mom.
But mum's voices and dad's voices,
they've always sounded old to me, but I probably sound like a really old person now to someone who's like 10.
But when you're 10 years old, everything is...
They're looming skyscrapers.
Yes, everything's so much bigger. Yes, bigger and older.
Damn. Hot damn. Going for the vape again. Baby.
What does it smell like?
It's a... tastes like... Kind of tastes a bit like popcorn.
Ooh.
But it's supposed to be tobacco flavor. Flavor country.
But does it have tobacco? Oh, sorry, not tobacco, but...
It's got the nicotine in it, yeah. So as a aid to quitting the smoking.
You can still get your hit without, you know, destroying your throat potentially and all the other stuff.
And spending fucking
all the money.
Ridiculous amounts of money. That's the worst thing. Apart from my health, but I care more about the money.
I mean, you could get more money.
Health is overrated.
Yeah, health is overrated.
It is.
And, you know, in not that long, there'll probably be... Yeah.
A magical solution.
For everything. Everything health related.
I'm hoping.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Just after we die. It'll
be yeah. Because
yeah. we're not talking about health today. We're not talking about that industrial LA noise band. We're talking about you three.
Thank you.
And what are your influences? Have you been asked that before?
Yeah, well, we've never really been in an interview situation.
I mean, there have been things where we've had to list influences, and I usually list a pretty disparate bunch of bands and stuff.
We've all got similar interest in bands and musical taste, but also quite like individual at the same time. So
metal and hardcore and...
What are some of the bands that you listen to the most, Denny?
At the moment, it's a really tricky one. I enjoy a band called Brain Tumors. Mm-hmm. They make me happy inside.
Where are they from?
They're from the States.
Yeah.
I like Vitamin X and Negative Approach and all sorts of stuff. I like a lot of different music, like mostly hardcore, mostly sort of like that American 80s-ish hardcore, but a little bit faster. Lots of Direct Control and Government Warning Worship.
Yeah, Government Warning is sick. Check them out.
Yeah.
Peoples.
If all right, okay. Government Warning.
Government Warning.
Right.
Not the coolest name or anything, but I think my favorite band's still War Crime with a K. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Denny likes...
Lots of fast hardcore.
Yeah.
Lots of garage, lots of traditional R&B and, like, Northern Soul and stuff.
What's some hardcore you recommend? I've been trying to get into hardcore music, but I just can't.
No, that's fair enough.
Just can't.
There's so many different
types of hardcore.
Yeah, right. And it's such a...
It means a different thing to a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a safe search on your computer and you search hardcore, it's not working. I mean, unless it is what you want.
I'm not judging. Have you been getting into this softcore music?
I hate softcore. I can't stand softcore.
It's kind of like hardcore, but there's no penetration and better lighting.
That's right.
And the storyline.
Yeah. But I don't know, Chris and Brad, like, a bit more medley stuff, would you say?
Yeah, I would say in general. I think Brad's probably even more so than me. Mm. Brad gets into, like, I think more stoner rock and even grindcore and stuff like that a bit.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Dini, our other guitarist, is heaps. He's probably got the most eclectic taste.
Well, he's dead to me because he's not here.
Oh. What about you, Nick?
Well, along with, sort of traditional punk rock, I suppose. So things like the Ramones and the Clash, the Sex Pistols, the 77 sort of style punk rock. The Misfits were a massive influence on me when I was a youngster. But also grew up getting into punk through bands like Green Day. Which, I mean, you know.
I can listen to it still.
Yeah, like an album.
Not so much the newer stuff.
No, but Dookie is still a classic album.
Yeah.
Dookie.
Like Poop.
I think they're kind of like a gateway band for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
Although.
Maybe not so much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not so much
like
anymore.
Maybe,
I don't know.
The stuff since like the early 2000s that they've done is pretty rubbish, I think, but. Yeah.
You get high off that Green Day supply, you get onto some little harder stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, through our mutual appreciation of, similar types of music.
Yeah, good rock and roll bass with punk influences, and then lots of heavy, quirky sounds as well. That way we can layer it up.
Yeah, and I think it probably comes across in Protospasm. That we've managed to, I think, have a pretty good mix of all of our influences. So it's not just straight up early 80s hardcore or straight up thrash metal.
Yeah, for sure.
Or straight up rock and roll. It's a pretty good mix, I think, which...
We can come in with different ideas and they kind of explore different things.
Yeah. Which is fun from a musician's point of view that we're doing... stuff that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Interesting to us, I guess, which maybe a little bit self-indulgent, but whatever.
Hey.
Yeah, can't please everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to entertain yourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Why make something you think is bad?
Yeah,
why really. Contribute to that?
Yeah. Noise. It's the aim.
Want to know my influences?
Yes.
Freaking THC, baby. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Mate, I'm a big...
Oh, come at me, mate.
I am a I'm a big appreciator of the THC. Although I haven't been indulging as much lately. But have you got any?
Oh, man. I got some in my pockets.
We should totally...
Right.
Maybe later.
Yeah. This is almost like a Joe Rogan podcast.
yeah.
Though that's the aim. Biggest podcast ever. Why wouldn't I try and copy that?
Yeah.
I was hoping to have an Elon Musk moment right now.
Oh yeah.
Can you talk about how you're innovating technology while you're blowing this fat joint, baby?
That was pretty funny actually. And then didn't all the stocks like SpaceX stocks crash the next day because they were all good.
I'm pretty sure he like
marijuana's.
Got kind of fired from his own company
not really?
Too long after that, I think.
Oh, well, I think if you're Elon Musk, you don't have to worry about anything. maybe we could be like the Elon Musk of, or the SpaceX of the Melbourne music scene somehow.
I'm not sure how the analogy would work properly for us.
No.
I can't get behind it 100%.
Send a convertible to space.
Okay, we can do that.
Playing that, David Bowie song on repeat as well.
Yeah.
Yep, play some Space Oddity. Start dating Grimes.
I'm trying really hard not to look at your...
No, this is very important stuff. This is very important stuff. This is my... Wait, hold on. This is my prescription. You can have a look at it. You can look at my prescription. I don't care.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Is it I take Cialis.
Cialis.
Why not?
Why not?
For a bit of fun, whatever box you choy.
Because it's not more boredom than anything.
Fair enough.
Cool.
I wait 5 hours. They say you should wait 4. I wait 5.
Fair enough.
It's a little tip over point where it's like, it can go any moment now.
Or it could be the next Quaaludes. You never know.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
What are Quaaludes? Are they uppers or downers?
Well, they're downers. Okay. They were around in, I guess...
Like the 80s,
they're like a sleeping pill from the 80s. Okay. People used to ride out the sleepiness and it would give you hallucinogenic effects, I think.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I was always curious because there's so much music where... They reference... Where they're referencing.
Yeah. I think they're heavily referenced in the Motley Crue book, The Dirt.
What isn't heavily referenced
In
The Dirt?
In The Dirt, yeah, exactly. Although that movie version was kind of shit, I think. Did anyone see that?
I saw it, yeah.
You also think it was a bit shit?
Mm. I don't have the book as a reference, but...
Oh, you didn't read the book?
No.
Ah, okay, the book's much better.
But the movie wasn't great.
Yeah.
Wasn't it directed by the Jackass guy?
Was it?
Don't know.
Well, it's the only reason I watched it. I was expecting, like, Tommy Lee to shove a freaking train up his butt or something like that. Or Johnny Knoxville to show up and go, whoa, colostomy bag. I ruined my life.
Oh, no. Whatever happened to those Jackass guys?
I guess they split up doing their own things, enjoying all of their money.
Yeah, they'd be totally loaded, wouldn't they?
Well, Knoxville did Bad Grandpa, and everyone was like, I don't want to see a bad grandpa. I'm waiting for the good one. And so no one saw it.
I think, I don't know, man. I never found him particularly funny. Or if he tried to do acting in other things that, well, just acting in general. I think he, like, was in a couple of movies, but he just wasn't very good at anything.
I think to have the focus to injure yourself willfully, though, maybe he is a good actor. I haven't given it enough thought myself.
Yeah. But that certainly was a phenomenon of the late 90s that spawned countless numbers of trips copycats. To the emergency room.
Oh, I was going to say copycats, but trips to the emergency room for sure.
Wait a minute. Danny, they said don't try that at home. You're telling me people tried it at home?
Fair point.
People were actually that stupid. Why did no one listen? Yeah. So lots of bruised balls, I think.
Oh, ow.
And broken bones and stuff, but I'd rather take a broken bone than bruised balls, I think. Ouch. It's nauseating.
I'm nauseated right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to puke on air. Speaking of puking up, let's dive into the songwriting process. Let's talk about it. How do you write a song? You get words...
So usually, sometimes it's a bit different, but usually someone will come to the rehearsal with...
Hey, fellas, I got a riff.
Yeah. Someone will have a riff, whether it's like an entire song or like a section or just a little dee-la-deen, dee-la-deen or something like that.
Like a guitar part.
So yeah.
You can try and work out a song and a song structure around that.
And then, go for a strong structure
kind of
around
just
that.
Have a go and see where it naturally goes.
Yep.
A lot of backseat driving from me. I'm like, hey you with the bass guitar. Hey you doing a million things at once playing drums. You want to try something a little bit different here? Would it be better if it was like this?
But, like, that's what we were saying before. It's so much fun to take, like, a little riff. A little baby riff and nurture it and scold it and encourage it and be proud of it.
And it eventually graduates to a real song.
Yep. and then whilst you reckon whilst we're like sort of coming up with the structure of the song.
Yeah, totally. I'm there in the corner.
Yeah.
In the same way that creepy people might like lurking corners. Loitering. Doing suspicious things. I'm there, you know, tapping away, writing things or seeing what fits with stuff that I've previously written for lyrics.
Yeah. And
sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's like a bit brutal, but a bit of a mix is good.
And once we've got, you know, the sort of the main structure of a song, there might be a little bit of refining and tweaking.
Yeah, it's always good to... I guess record it and look back at it.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't happy with that. Or, I guess it sounds better when I do it this way instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the time we'll kind of do a rough recording just on our phone and then come back the next week and go, I don't know about that part.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it's good to have a rough recording so that you can just not forget also, it altogether.
But I, especially, I think I get a bit like self-indulgent sometimes because I can't play guitar, so I'm just like mouth guitaring. Like,
oh, it's so good though. Like for you and me, I'm a terrible guitar player, and Chris and Deanie are pretty capable men. pretty capable.
And Brad's an awesome fucking bass player.
Yeah.
So if me and Danny like yell out.
Sorry.
Some kind of like, you know.
What if you do it faster?
Yeah, or, you know, some kind of mouth guitar, jud-jud wailingness.
And what if you just solo through this bit?
Yeah, and they can generally come up with something that mimics what we're trying to vomit out of our mouths.
I remember reading somewhere that Django Reinhardt, someone described him as being able to speak guitar.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like you're able to interpret our garbage pretty well.
Yeah, but it really works, and it's so much fun to hear what Chris and Deanie and Brad come up with.
Also, you men.
Yeah, but just the drummer, man.
I'll just give it up for the three of you. Just
you know what the last thing? What was it? The last thing that the drummer said before he got fired from the band was, "Hey guys, I've got this song. You want to check it out?" so that's the songwriting process, basically. It's pretty rare that someone will come
with a full
song
completed. Mm. I want you all to learn this part.
Yeah, but yeah, that's one of the reasons why we do it, is to do it together and
just flesh stuff out as we go.
It always comes out better when you kind of do it together anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes in different directions that maybe you wouldn't write as one person. So it's interesting to see like how other people kind of interpret it and take it in different ways.
And also, since we're not like, it's not like we get into a room and say, "All right, the rules for being in a band today is we need to have this many D beats. We need to have this many." I don't know, pitch squeals.
And I think we'd actually said that from the beginning.
Yeah, let's not have, anyway, we can't do that.
Yeah, there's nothing that we can't do or can't try.
Yeah, if it sucks.
Yeah.
If it doesn't suck, let's keep it.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's pretty much our songwriting process, I'd say.
Don't know if you three know this, but there's a similarity between comedy and music in that we both do things called riffs.
Yes.
How do you do a riff in comedy?
Well, it's kind of screwed me over once, right? Because I only thought of like the music riff. I'm like, okay, I need to learn guitar. I need to master riffing when I'm doing stand-up. So I learned guitar. And I go up on stage. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do some crowd work. Hey there, sir. What do you do for a living? And he says, like, "I'm an accountant." And then for the next minute or so, I do a riff.
Yeah, cool.
And I just keep asking people what they do and stuff, and I do a riff. And then people are like,
"What's this guy doing?
Is this fucking Andy Kaufman shit he's doing? What's he doing? What's he fucking doing right now? I don't get it." His riff is just some sub Billy Corgan shit as well, so it's not very good.
That's okay.
Billy Corgan, he's quite a... I think he's one of those guys that takes himself way too seriously. Him and his music.
He even looks that way.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I can't judge him. What do I know?
Yeah.
I just know him in a biz as Silly Billy Corgan.
It would be Silly hard Billy not Corgan. To call someone Silly Billy if he knew a Billy.
It's funny because he hates it so much.
He looks like he'd hate it.
Yeah, and that makes it even better.
Yep. Mm. He's kind of got a bit of a Dave Hughes whiny voice as well, now that I think about it.
Maybe they can start a band together.
That would be horrible.
Smashing Cats.
Smashing Cats. The Smashing Catkins.
No. I love both pumpkins and cats.
Especially pumpkins when you wake up and they're just on your chest. I'm like, "What are you doing, pumpkin? Get off my chest."
Nibbling on your toes or your earlobes.
"Get off, pumpkin."
Oh, they're my earlobes. globes.
Yeah. Oh, the pumpkins will be on sale in the supermarkets for Halloween.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Yeah. And we're actually playing a Halloween show, aren't
we? It should be good, yeah.
Is it actually, is it on Halloween?
It's not on Halloween. Halloween's a Thursday night. It's the 27th?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's a Saturday.
Saturday just before Halloween at Whole Lot of Love.
Whole Lot of Love with a whole bunch of other sick bands.
In the year 2020?
No, it's the 26th.
Right. 26th. You got any gigs in December?
We do have some gigs in December, don't we?
We do have one on the 7th of December.
Where's that one at?
It's not yet decided.
Venue to be confirmed.
A festival with the venue to be confirmed.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
But if anybody out there in podcast land would like to... find out more about upcoming gigs, you can always check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's the only band called Protospasm. So that's right. Really need to...
All you have to do is just spell it right.
Yeah, yes. It's not Potato Spasm.
That's so hard, though. That's so hard, though.
Protospasm. But yeah, all upcoming gigs are on our Facebook page and
Instagram.
And Instagram as well.
Just thinking about that.
And there are links to our self-titled EP.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to actually listen to us play rather than listen to us. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Our EP is up on Bandcamp and Spotify and
all the good places that you want to go to rip something.
Yes.
Honestly, if you want to steal something off the internet and just burn it yourself, that's totally fine. Be complimented.
Absolutely. Well, someone did that not long after we...
I think, a couple of days after we released it, was up on YouTube already.
Yeah, someone already put it on YouTube, which was great. That was the best compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go Lars Ulrich on their ass, man. You got to sue them.
No, I mean...
I think that's a battle that's not going to be won.
Yeah, if anyone's into our music, they probably don't... I don't know. If you have lots of money and you do like Protospasm, that's good for you. Mm. And
feel free to pay for our album.
Yeah,
or buy a t-shirt
to record an album.
Yeah, we wish you all the best, but
we're definitely not doing this to make money.
There's no money in it.
No money in it whatsoever. So you can listen to the EP for free, but have a listen, see what you think. Yeah. And
if you feel like wasting a lot of energy, but also contributing to us, you can leave our recording on Spotify for, I don't know, overnight or something, and just keep it playing over and over and over and over, and we can get like 3 cents or something.
Yes. And that 3 cents can go back into the band fund and we can get some more t-shirts and badges printed up.
Yep.
Check it out, baby.
You're doing it.
Woo!
I always wanted to know the difference between like an EP and an LP.
Extended and long play.
Right. Then what's a GP?
General purpose or general practice?
Good play?
Yeah, a good play.
A good play.
We only make good plays.
Yes, that's all.
Then that's what you got to do. You just got to make GPs.
That's right. It's an EP GP.
Right. And then who the hell's his LP?
Some jerk.
You're going to collaborate with him?
Well, actually, we're going to try and get some album things recording and happening before the end
LP
of the year.
LP is an album. Pretty much. So it's like the bigger disc.
So
the more songs.
In the process of
doing all that stuff.
And organising someone to record it. And hopefully we'll have something done before the end of the year or for the start of next year.
For your listening pleasure.
Yeah. And
For our forever listening back to and cringing
pleasure.
It's always about hearing yourself. It's just a little bit.
Always
going to
be a little bit of that. Yeah. But, you know, something that we can be proud of. And if there's anybody that would like to contribute to getting it pressed on vinyl also, which is quite an expensive process, but anyone would like to contribute to that, hit us up via our Facebook page or Instagram or email.
Just approach us in the street and call out Protospasm. Like someone did to Chris the other day.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Dude, who was it?
Sam.
It was a friend of Denny's.
Ah, cool, cool, cool. Sammy. Sammy Guns?
Yeah.
Ah, cool. Awesome. Ah, it's nice, isn't it?
What a beautiful person.
Getting the brand out there.
Mm.
It's good to know.
It's weird calling it a brand.
It's a brand.
I know.
I know you're all anti-corporate. We don't like capitalism. Fuck
but
you.
Yeah,
we don't
care.
Like
money, money, money.
Well, it's our own brand.
Yeah.
And we can...
do as we will.
Exactly.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
You can't get corrupted.
Oh,
no. No.
Honestly, at this stage, $100, $200.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't take much to corrupt us, really.
Next thing, we're doing a Christmas album.
Yeah. Yep.
As long as it is like the Vandals Christmas album, that is
yes.
Such a piece of art. A gun for Christmas. Oh, beautiful.
And we might even have some terrible Christmas sweaters, protospasm sweaters.
Man. Like the dwarves ones?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Which Christmas sweaters, they don't even make sense in this country.
No, they really don't. Maybe in Melbourne or Tassie, but not anywhere else. It's not practical.
No. Speaking of guns, I'm going to ask a hard-hitting question. Everyone's been dying to know.
Yes.
I have to ask this. There's been rumors. I need to ask this.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you're getting at.
Is it true... one of you paid off Mentor's frontman, El Duce, to kill Kurt Cobain and have it look like a suicide.
Oh, shit, man. It is. I thought we'd gotten away with it. But...
yeah, and when he died in mysterious circumstances, I thought I'd covered my train tracks, so to speak.
You didn't, though.
No.
We got you.
You did. Well, now you realise that you won't be able to leave this room... alive or without paying us at least $100.
So it's what you're saying is, so what you're saying is, I'm not going to be leaving the studio alive.
Or maybe just like a little spliff's worth of weed or something.
Or a cat.
Or a cat. Or a pumpkin cat. Or a cat pumpkin.
Or a cat with a pumpkin.
Yes. Posing with a pumpkin.
A violent cat with a pumpkin.
Yes.
Damn.
Who hates Dave Hughes?
I relate to that cat.
Yeah. I like that cat.
I was watching
it. We're not just talking about jazz people.
Yeah. Screw the babadooda. Yeah. I was actually watching an interview with that El Duce guy the other day where someone was asking him about if Courtney Love offered to pay him to whack Kurt Cobain. Yeah.
No.
he claimed that she offered him money, but he's not the most reputable person. He wasn't the most reputable person, I don't think.
Are you kidding me? He's so charming.
Yeah.
His persona is so charming. Everybody look him up after this podcast is done.
The Mentors.
So charming.
So charming.
They're, I think they would go well on a bill with Gigi Allen.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Now that's a comedian I love.
Yeah.
Is there nothing funnier than someone like going on some daytime talk show and going, "Oh, Jerry, I'm your god of your kids.
Yeah.
I'm the god of your kids now, Jerry. They follow me."
And then doing a big shit on stage and throwing it at the audience and possibly eating some and smearing it on yourself.
Oh, so gross.
And I think, you know...
it's what you have to do, Danny. You got to stand out as a front person.
Oh, man, it's
there's performance
true. I'm
art.
Just not a front person.
Mm.
I am not the Gigi of our dreams. I'm so sorry. I'm constantly letting everyone down.
I think everyone else in Protospasm's pretty okay with that, though.
Thanks. It's always nice when you don't have to come too close to your friend's shit.
Yes, absolutely.
Ideal. Not that... I mean, we all like to think, I like to think that I'm a nice enough person that if there was an unfortunate occasion where something happened, I would be a big enough person to not bring attention to it. But like, because, you know, everyone shits themselves at some stage.
Everyone does it.
I was actually talking to someone today about Gigi Allen and just how terrible the music was.
There's some good music, but I think he's a singer who had kind of a revolving door of good artists to literally polish his turds.
Mm.
And in that way, I can relate to him.
Mm. But yeah, it's just the performance.
The performance
art aspect of it was like, the music was secondary, I think.
Yeah, I like the music being primary.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that guy was just a psychopath.
Yeah.
Trying to find an excuse.
Absolutely.
But if your band was going to do something like that, maybe I can follow you guys around, do a documentary.
Sounds good.
Release
can,
it.
Can you think up a gimmick?
Right. Years and years later, I do an interview and say, woke culture's killing comedy, you know, all of that stuff.
Sure. As long as our gimmick doesn't involve too many bodily fluids.
It has to. Oh, you got it. You got to one up Gigi, man.
All right.
I mean.
Piss is okay, I guess.
You guess. You got to commit.
It's a little bit
commit
sterile,
to the piss.
Mm.
Can you really beat shit?
Nothing can beat shit.
Yeah.
Did any of you think that we'd be talking about this when we agreed to do this podcast?
You know what?
I feel like talking about shit.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's always.
I knew it. I orchestrated this.
It's the funniest thing that you could possibly Blat. Talk about. Yeah. I know.
All right, but enough of the fluff piece. The real reason why I got you free here. Now, I got you free here today because I believe in your band. I believe in it. I believe it can go on to great things. And I just want to prep you free for when you hit the big time.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. When you hit that big old time. When eventually one day you get that big call. Get that call.
What are we expecting? What do we need to be ready for?
Yeah.
I'm not. This is what I'm going to tell you.
We're leaning in.
Gather around. Closer to the microphone because that helps me here.
You get that phone call. Protospasm. We want you to come on and guest program Rage.
Oh my god.
How do you do that?
It is the literal dream.
That would be awesome.
The entire reason anyone plays an event.
Like, yep. what's your
that's
intros? What songs you gonna pick? All
Man,
this stuff.
See, like, I've often thought about this.
We all practice this by going to each other's houses and watching YouTube.
So. Yeah. But like the possibilities are literally
so endless.
Endless. So there could never be, like for me, there could never be one Rage playlist. And I just have to just pick one and just be happy with it. And just be happy with the fact that we got to do the guest programming on the Rage.
I think we've got a lot of really, really, really awesome friends who've made film clips as well, who play like actually decent music that we'd have to push to the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. A rising tide lifts all boats, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be the ultimate goal, I reckon.
No, fuck those birds. Okay, let's run a drill. Let's run a drill right now. Let's go. Hold on.
Hello, Ash, thou wild child. Hello, Ash, thou will you want my everything yourself,
Okay, while this is happening, you gotta like think of something to start off with.
Hi, we're Protospasm, man. We're guest programming Rage. And this first song
is us.
Is excellent answer. Excellent answer.
Okay, can we stop? I'm so glad you said that because I was going to suggest you use this as an opportunity to sneak your songs on air.
Yeah, definitely. Being played on.
They usually do that at the end, don't they?
No, but you got to do it throughout the whole thing. No one's going to stay tuned to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, just definitely. Gonna keep it.
So we better start making videos.
Yeah.
Honestly, if this gets out to anyone who does like claymation stuff or animation and likes heavy music, please, please, please get in touch.
Yep.
If only for my singular pleasure. Oh my gosh.
A cool animated film clip would be fucking awesome.
You know what? The first thing, not the first thing, but like one of the many things that I would put on would be all the clips from like iMove Studios. They did like municipal wastes.
Oh yeah.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to rehab by Friends Will Roll.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's just so well drawn
who were
and
they
so
again?
Elaborate. iMove Studios.
Did you hear that iMove Studios?
Oh, I hope I'm not saying it wrong. I'm such a weird fan.
let's just say it's iMove Studios.
Yeah.
Please make a film clip for us.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Or you know, you could save a bunch of money just
and pay an artist to do it.
No, break into the ABC studios, get all the music videos they have. They have all the music videos.
Yeah.
And
all of them. You get the files.
Delete them.
Don't delete them. You delete the sound. And put your sound over it.
Oh yes. Yes.
Genius.
Excellent.
That way, it looks like you picked a whole bunch of disparate songs, but it's actually just all your music.
Yeah. I'd really like permission to maybe put some of our songs over just death scenes from Super Jail. I don't know if anyone else knows that cartoon series, but oh, it would just be so good.
I haven't.
No,
but think like Rocco's Modern Life grown up and in a super jail.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
But they're death scenes.
All right.
And everything dies. I don't want to ruin it for anyone who doesn't watch.
Well, spoiler alert, everyone dies.
Yeah. See, we're practically writing the script for the film clip anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to go again with that mindset. We're going to go straight from the top. Okay, hold on.
Okay. Hey, how's it going? We're Protospasm. Welcome to Rage. We're guest programming today. And the first track you're going to see tonight is Us. Spoiler alert, everyone dies. Is that what you wanted?
No, go again. You can't. Lush thou wild child. Lush thou will you want to have everything yourself, everything yourself, 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 yourself. You gotta play the full thing. Go.
Hey, we're Protospasm. And we're definitely not holding this place up with weapons at the moment.
Oh, come on. You can't say that. You can do it, but you can't say it. Go again.
Be like Airhead. Lush thou wild child. Lush thou will you want to have
everything yourself, everything yourself, 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 yourself. The longest 20 seconds ever.
Hi, we're Protospasm, and the first clip you're going to be seeing tonight is Us.
What the hell was that? You mean the movie Us? The Jordan Peele movie Us?
Or... That was a pretty good movie.
You can't play it on Rage. You're playing music videos.
But it's
I need to coach you.
It's our music videos.
I think
videos.
You should come on Rage with us.
Yeah.
I'm not part of the band.
Maybe you could be a manager. See, this is where we need these ideas.
Yeah. We weren't even prepping for Rage until now. What were we
That was so
what were
far
we doing
beyond
with our lives?
Exactly.
I know.
But it was so far beyond our comprehension. Beyond our wildest dreams that it just didn't even occur to us to think about it.
Oh my God.
Well, you're clearly still not ready yet.
No. But this is why we need someone like you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take a
big hit. Not just someone like you. Only you.
Only you. What do you say? I don't think you really have a choice, to be honest.
No. Well, we can start from the top again, and then in that 20 seconds, I'll think about it.
All right. It's your turn. Lush thou wild child. Lush thou will you want to have everything yourself, everything yourself, 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 yourself.
Hey, this is Ross Purdy. I am the manager of Protospasm. We're going to play a hit song now. This is Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
You're fired.
I thought you were going to start singing it.
Say my name, say my name. No one love you,
name me, I love you. We
ain't
running gay.
Say my name, say my name.
We don't need to do this. I was just thinking about it, I'm like, I can't get to those high points. I can't do it.
Well, you got to believe in yourself.
See, we just haven't had enough people saying that to us.
You got to believe in yourself.
This is why we need you, man. We need you in our lives.
Yes. What else do we need to do? What have we been letting... fall by the wayside. Not a bad
at all. Ad. Hold on. Ad. You gotta prepare for ads on the ABC. They're famously known for ads.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say baby, I love you. If you
See, you're chilling out, you're playing Say My Name by Destiny's Child. No one would expect that from a band like this. Definitely. All right, okay, now from the top.
Hey, welcome to Rage. We're Protospasm. We guest programming tonight. And guess what? The first track is Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Oh, I did it! You did it! You did it!
You?
We did it!
Oh, we got there.
Oh,
no, you did it. You three did it. You didn't need me.
We couldn't have done it without you, Ross.
We literally could not or would not have done that without you.
Yeah.
Now, let's do that again, now knowing how good you are. Okay.
Hi, we're Protospasm, and we're guest programming Rage tonight. And the first song you're going to be hearing is Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Okay, that was shit, but we need to wrap up this podcast.
I don't know how we ended up getting onto Destiny's Child, but for anybody that is listening, we don't really like Destiny's Child.
What? What? Not even Beyonce?
No, not even in the club with Beyonce or...
You know, if you get to party with Beyonce and Jay-Z, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
And be a member of the Illuminati.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. They're like the head of like the New World Order and the Illuminati and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. Maybe we could get them to fund our vinyl pressing.
Yeah.
And pay for the recording and buy us drugs.
We can sign an NDA.
What's an NDA?
Oh, an NDA? Yeah. Then get some MDMA. Yeah. Hello! Oh, yeah. Woohoo! We're all high-fiving, come over here. All right.
I know where we can get some good... Yeah.
Ah, Mr. Vape over there.
Oh, dear.
All right, got nothing else to plug?
We've got a show on October 11th at
Mr. Boogie Boogie Bar on Hoddle Street.
It should be a really, really good show. Lots of bands that we really like playing.
Out of Towners,
Piss Rash, Mammon's Throne, Endless Boar.
You're fucking sick.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole bunch of gigs coming up in...
Well, October is a good time for shows for us.
Yeah. Mm. And November. But if you jump onto the Facebooks and check out Protospasm, all the dates for upcoming shows will be on there.
Yeah, definitely.
And any further information that you'll need to know.
Plus, if you appreciate us, like, come say hi one day. We're not super violent.
No.
Say hi, but not scary. At the beginning, I thought that was scary, but I feel like we've been on a journey.
Oh, Ross.
And much like the band journey, I feel like we didn't stop believing and we got there in the end. And
we did get there in the
really
end.
Got there. Just don't talk to us if you're not a cat lover.
Nah.
Or Dave Hughes.
Get out of here, Hughesy.
I hate Protospasm. They're assholes.
Do you think that's a, you know, one of those things where you really get to test your boundaries? Like $100 we could be bought out for, but what about $100 from Hughesy?
He can pay more.
Yeah. Yeah, he could definitely.
120.
Yeah. He could definitely pay more. Just so we could demand it from him. And threaten him with cats.
Oh. I mean.
Which
I'm looking at Chris right now. We've got 5 between us.
Just hold the cats up to him. Meow. Get away from me, I hate cats. Oh, they're assholes. You know when you get a cat and it gets in your face and they're all like trying to be cute and meowing, but they're just assholes, aren't they? I feel that's all he can like talk about in his comedy routines.
Well, he just punches the cats all the time. I mean, who's the real asshole?
Husey.
Definitely.
Okay, well, none of us are going to work in comedy now.
No, definitely not.
Not in Australia.
No. Danny, Chris, Nick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us. Popping our podcast cherry.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you have to make it gross at the end.
Yes.
You have to compare coming on a podcast for the first time for just busting open someone's hymen. I mean, come on.
I wasn't the one that started talking about shit.
It could have been me. It was probably me.
Anyway, thank you very much.
thank you so much
for having us. Check out Protospasm at our next gig. Suss it out on the Facebook. Yeah. All the information's there.
Take care of each other, brothers and sisters and everyone in between.
And buy a t-shirt and a badge. Bye now.
Bye now.
See ya.
Hello, Ash, thou wild child. Hello, Ash, thou will you want my
Ross Purdy, that's Dorf Dominic.